Show with Jeff, Allie, and Glenn on Q104.
Today's best music, it's Cleveland's Q104. It's 7:40. Your chance to play Q104 seconds to win for a $100 gift card to Legacy Village, where there's always something happening. Get a jump start on your holiday. Well, I guess it's not even a jump start anymore.
Yeah, you have to start now at this point.
You better be on it. Right. $100 could be yours from Legacy Village at 7:40. Q104 seconds to win. All over NBC's Today Show yesterday was Adele. She's
everywhere.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
But she, despite being so busy, she says that she's never felt better.
So complete.
Sound good.
Wow. I love Adele. With all due respect, I almost find that hard to believe. You know how hard she must have been working for these past couple months, years, to get her new album released and all the recording sessions she must be going through and press releases and press tours and now tours and everything. That's hard. Oh.
It's hard, but I mean, think of where she's at. I mean, everyone is praising her. She's got a better self-image now, you know, with losing weight. She's on top of the world. Right. You know, she's not in the unsuccessful relationships like she was before. I mean, those are three huge things that change your life.
I mean, over time, you got to put your life into perspective, and maybe she's as happy. And she credits a lot of that to her son, that she says is also an inspiration for her album.
I forget that she has a kid.
Yeah, I know you don't really hear about it.
You never hear about it. I don't even know what it looks like.
She doesn't talk too much about it.
No, she doesn't.
Adele's a perfect example of somebody who keeps her private life private, but it's not in a snobby way.
Yeah, she's not very showy,
She's very, very humble, and, you know, on top of that, when she released Hello and we played it here, everyone's like, what is it about? What is it about? What is it actually about? And she finally talked on the Today Show about what it was.
I'm still here. Literally the meaning of Hello.
Another vague answer.
What? She says, I'm still here.
Hello. My album's number one overall of all time ever. I'm still here. We get it. I did not appreciate that answer. When I heard that interview, I was like, come on. Give me more. Give me somebody it's about. Give me something.
I like when they say it's about whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I love when they give that answer.
That's what Glenn's band used to say all the time. This next one's about you and whatever you're feeling right now.
Exactly.
Goes out to you, babe. Back during your single days, Glenn.
Yeah.
Kind of entertain all the ladies.
Yeah, I remember.
There's almost a Alicia Penn on continuous traffic watch on Q1.
Capital One. Com.
7:20 on Q104. Here's what's trending right now. Allie, what do you got for us?
Jason Dixon of Cincinnati for $300 million. So his is at least double that and then some.
I love how you added that fact. Like, even better than Kevin Durant.
Even better. At least double.
That's what's trending.
Turn your magical.
7:25 on Q104. It's the Jeff Show with Jeff, Allie, and Glenn. Good morning to the two of you. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good.
Good. It's 7:40. We're going to be playing Q104 seconds to win your chance to win a $100 gift card to Legacy Village, where there's always something happening. But right now, if you're looking to help out Santa Claus this year, we have the way for you to help out. The man is so freaking busy these days.
Yeah, he needs help.
If you definitely want to help, you can join Operation Santa. This just warms my heart. When I get to talk about things like this, Santa's very busy and he needs our help, especially this time of year.
This is a great story. I love that we're doing this in Cleveland. Yeah.
So you can help by reading some of the letters that get sent to Santa every year. And these seasonal elves are folks who participate in more than the 100-year-old Operation Santa program conducted by the United States Postal Service. You can be one of those elves to help out with Santa this year. Thousands of Dear Santa letters pour into post offices around the country. The public can come in, pluck a letter or two from the stack, as many as you want, and then what you do is you go out and you purchase the toy to help lighten the load for Santa this year.
Yeah, and it's all anonymous. It's just, you know, buy the toy, give it back, and then the child receives that. They don't know where it came from. They just know that you were helping him out.
Well, we all need to be elves this time of year. We all need to help out. And I know I'm the size of an elf.
Yeah, so you just wear those red pants you wore last night.
I know, and I need to borrow some of Rebecca's elf outfit that she keeps talking about.
No, this is a great idea, because then they're sent anonymously, you know, to the child without names or really anything like that. It's just they just find out that their wish has been acknowledged.
Somebody else, in addition to Santa, thinking about them this time of year.
Yeah.